What we expect are really two things. The first thing is for countries to come with very tangible things that they will do over the next 2 years to achieve universal access, to make sure everyone has access to these basic rights, as well as to reduce the inequalities. So making sure that the most poorest and most marginalized people gain access to drinking water, sanitation, and adequate hygiene. A second element of what we expect are for international agencies and bilateral donors to come up with commitments on how they will provide support to countries that make it easier for countries to achieve the commitments that they have committed to undertake.
How many people across the world lack access to clean water and decent sanitation, and where are they?
As of 2012, 748 million people do not have access to what we call an improved drinking water source, and 2.5 billion people do not have access to improved sanitation, of which a billion people practice what's called open defecation, which means that they don't actually even use a toilet.
One of the participants is calling the situation that you've just described a crisis. Would you agree with that?
I would agree that it requires a response that is similar to a response to a crisis. However, the positive thing is we do know what can work at scale, and many countries have made really good strides. So in Ethiopia, for example, they've managed to more than halve the rate of open defecation since 1990, and to do it equitably across all the regions in the country. So progress can be made very fast. We know what we have to do. We just have to allocate the resources and be serious about doing it.
How serious an issue is open defecation?
Open defecation is a very serious issue. It's bad for health. It can result in children dying of diarrhea. About 1,400 children die every year due to diarrhea that is mostly attributable to drinking water, sanitation and hygiene, or the lack of those services. But it's also, perhaps just as importantly, a matter of dignity. And many women and many girls suffer having to wait till late at night in order to go to the toilet, hoping that they won't suffer physical violence or the indignity of being followed just to go to the toilet, something that many people take completely for granted. So it is a very serious issue at many different levels.
Now, the UN is often discussing issues surrounding water and sanitation. How crucial is this particular meeting?
Well, the difference with this particular meeting in many ways is that it is really focused on achieving results for the poorest people at country level. So countries are coming, having worked out exactly what they want to do and how they want to measure it over the next 2 years. The overall vision, of course, is to make sure that every single person has access to these basic rights, drinking water, sanitation, and adequate hygiene. But really, this is about drilling down to tangible actions and then for all of us and the world to hold ourselves accountable for achieving those.